John Callahan, executive deputy director of the Canal Corporation, dubs this next phase the final treatment to the work that has been going on the canal for about a year now. Tree stumps and vegetation that the corporation said threatened the stability of the canal embankment have been removed, but Callahan says they will be replanting where they can in order to try and maintain the privacy and shade that people have come to know along the canal.
And the canal is 100 years old in its own right, and in order to be around the next 100 years and to be safely enjoyed by visitors and residents alike, we've got to maintain it properly.
Callahan says community input from meetings like these has been vital to the entire process of restoring the canal embankment in Orleans and Monroe counties. And he says there is no shortage of passion along the canal.
A lot of the measures that you will see us talking about are a direct result of that feedback. Folks had told us, look, we'd like some new access points so we can safely get from these neighborhoods up to the trail and back. We'd like maybe some vegetative screening where it is allowable.
But some residents are still unhappy with what has occurred on the canal. Elizabeth Ogtee has been vocal over the course of the project, defending the natural trees and growth on the canal embankment.
We want them to remain aware that we take the value and the historic beauty of the canal seriously, and we continue to raise our voices when we feel like their work undermines the tangible and intangible values of this beloved waterway.
Ogtee says the ways her group has affected the process is an example of grassroots organizing at work. Caitlin White, WXXI News.